If you're listening to us live, it's 8:40 a.m. on this Thursday morning. WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And, of course, we are available on podcast form, so you can listen to this anytime. If you've missed any of the information or if you have to get out of the car and you're about to miss this next important segment, you can listen to it again. Just go to WMUN, look us up on the web, and put replay any of the past segments. Sheryl Crowder in studio with us this morning on WMUN from the Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. And I shot from the hip and got that wrong before we went into the break. It's Fire Up Downtown.
Fire Up Downtown, that is correct.
All right. And we've learned a little bit about Fire Up Downtown, but I feel like there's just never enough time to divulge all of the information and know, because there are so many things to know about Fire Up Downtown.
Absolutely. I might have to come back to actually tell you everything that's going on.
Well, you know the door is always open for you.
And I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the events going on. And what do we need to know?
Okay, well, probably first we just need to know the date. It's August 5th. It's from 1 to 10 p.m. In downtown Muncie. It's a sizzling hot street fest. Again, in the streets of downtown Muncie. So it's spread out all the way through Walnut Street. Charles, Adams, Jackson Street will all be closed as well and become part of that event area. Beginning at 1 p.m., obviously, we're going to have so many food vendors. We learned a lot of things last year, and one was that we did not have enough food or drinks. So we will have an abundance of both of those things. The Muncie Makers Market will be with us all day as well. And those are our artists, they're crafters, they are home-based food vendors. Moth Dinner puts that piece together, and they will be with us all day. We have two different stages. There's a stage at Cannon Commons, and there are four bands on that stage: the Harmony Players, the Fierce, Naptown Hepcats, and the Michael Martin and the Beautiful Mess. In addition to a rib eating contest on that stage. Ooh. Between the police department and the fire department. And it became a little heated last year. The police department let the canines be a part of their team, and obviously we know how that went.
So we
had to put some rules around things this year. Like with everything, you learn something.
Well, but they
year,
are officers. I mean,
that so, and that was the point. And so, you know, we had to give that to them, but we have to say humans this year.
Okay, all right.
In addition to that. And then the Freaky Tiki Friday stage. For years, we did Freaky Tiki Friday downtown every Friday night. And we've kind of gotten away from that. But with lots of elements of this event, it's there's small pieces of iconic events that have happened in the community that we don't do anymore. So we've just kind of smushed them all together. You know, we have hot air balloons, which came from summer heat. We will have lots of rib vendors down there, similar to Rib Fest. Freaky Tiki Friday. In the evening, we'll have some fire spinners and some costumes and things like that, a little bit reminiscent of Muncie Gras. So we've taken just all of these things that people still talk about and still love and sort of squished them together into one big event. We'll have the Pork and Beans Brass Band. They're going to be wandering, roaming the streets four different times throughout the day. They're kind of a New Orleans-style jazz band that they just scat in the street, and that's fabulous. The police department and fire department are very involved. Like I said, we have the rib eating contest, but the police department is also doing an MRAP pull. It's like a military vehicle that weighs like, I don't know, like 100 million pounds or something. That's an exaggeration, but very heavy thing. And they challenge each other for how fast and how far they can pull this vehicle.
That sounds like a good thing after you eat all those ribs and all
right.
of the good food you've
I think they may be different officers. I'm not certain. But
okay, all right.
And then the fire department, working with other fire departments around the county, will do a water duel fight. And this is like a ball that's on a guy wire, and the fire department shoot it with their water hoses. And they can hold it for last year's contest lasted for a really long time. With the power of the water coming out of the hoses, it's the first team to move it past a certain point. So
kind of like a reverse tug of war.
Sort of, yeah.
Only done with fire hoses.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Sounds like fun.
Oh, it is. It's going to be a blast. I mean, last year was our first one, and we were super pleased with how it turned out. Ivy Tech was the sponsor of the event last year. They are again this year, and we're very happy to have them back on board. And then each one of the stages and the hot air balloons, and we have a hot rod and smoking hot Jeep cruising. All of these pieces are sponsored by different community groups and businesses, and we couldn't do it. We absolutely couldn't do it without that. I've got so many things, but I want to try and just touch on the real important ones.
Sure.
So we have something called an e-matrix, and this is a virtual reality kind of machine, I guess, of sorts. You get on it, you put on your goggles, but the machine actually moves you around, so your body is actually feeling whatever is on your screen that your eyes are experiencing. Your body will also experience that. So that's new this year. We're really excited to have it out.
Don't do that if you're too full of ribs.
Yes. Maybe eat later. there's so many things. You just really have to time it out.
Yeah.
We have a NASCAR simulator, so you can get in the NASCAR and feel like you're actually driving on a track, going fast and competing with other cars. It's hard to even imagine some of these things. You're just going to have to come and do them.
Yeah.
We have a Euro bungee, which is basically four trampolines, and you're strapped into a harness, basically on giant rubber bands, and you can bounce up and down, and that's lots of fun. That'll be at the AccuTech parking lot. And then going into the evening, again, there's so much stuff. We have a kids area that will have bounce houses. The Cornfed Derby Dames are helping us with a dunk tank. We have the little kitty train that'll be out. So, you know, that there's definitely stuff for kids to do. We're going to have a water balloon fight at 2:00. Bob's Balloons is going to provide 1,200 balloons for us to have a water balloon fight with.
That sounds like the kind of thing you see on TV, just something going on every
Except
direction
for it's
you
in
turn.
Your hometown.
Yeah.
It's right here
absolutely.
In Muncie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So much fun. And then as we move into the evening, that's when the hot air balloons come in.
Okay.
And we have 7 special shaped balloons that'll be in different parking lots around downtown. There's a flyover of 6 balloons that'll pass over downtown.
It sounds like a lot going on. We're going to be back and wrap up and do a review of that in just a moment. You're listening to WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM and 1340 AM.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Brett Busby in today for Steve Lindell on the Talk of Muncie. And, of course, Delaware County Today guest right now is Cheryl Crowder of Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. We're going to wrap up talking about Fire Up Downtown, and we have another event, another chain of events to talk about before we wind up. Cheryl, we haven't finished up on Fire Up Downtown. More to talk about.
Yeah, so we can just kind of touch on some, not all of the things that are going on during the day, but as evening comes and dusk sets upon downtown, that's when the hot air balloons come into play. And there are 7 special shaped balloons that'll be in different parking lots along Walnut Street at approximately, and this is all approximate, it is all weather contingent as well.
Yeah.
Hot air balloons are very, very particular about the environment they're in. So despite all of our large plans, it could be a bust, but we're hoping that we're going to get it done this year. So about 7:00, the hot air balloons will start to inflate. There will be a flyover over downtown with 6 other hot air balloons.
Beautiful.
And then when it truly is dark, we will do a glow show. So a glow show involves all of the hot air balloons synchronized to music. There's an announcer that ask them to do different kinds of activities, and they fire up their balloons, their fire baskets at different intervals. It's very, very fun to watch. I'd never seen anything like it until last year. I know a lot of other people have balloon experiences. They have memories of summer heat, and I think that they will for those who have never seen it or those who know how fabulous it is, I hope they'll come out. And then at the end of the evening, approximately 10 o'clock, we'll do about 5 minutes worth of fireworks and ta-da!
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yeah. And speaking of fireworks, traditionally July 4th, once again, fireworks on July 4th.
Fireworks on July 4th, yes. I think the fireworks at the Lovey are at Prairie Creek are on Saturday, July 1st, and then July 4th, Tuesday, downtown at the Levee, probably around 10 o'clock is when it gets dark enough to do the fireworks.
I've heard the name Cook and Bell involved with some of these things, and just all kinds of food and music and fun and games, and so, at the Levee on the 4th. And then Prairie Creek on the 1st. So, there's plenty to do over this holiday break for the celebrations.
Yes, and Cook and Bell is not downtown. Maybe they're at Prairie Creek. I'm not involved with that part.
Yeah, I think they're at Prairie Creek. Yeah.
Yes, there is not live music downtown, except for America's Hometown Band will be playing at Cannon Commons earlier in that evening. But all of the information is on the city's website. Any information about Fire Up Downtown or any other events that happen downtown can be found on our website, which is downtownmuncie.org. The first tab is a drop-down with all of the different events. Just click it, and you'll get all the information you need. And there's a contact number there. If you have any questions, give me a call.
Cheryl Crowder, well done. You're a pro at this.
Thank you.
Cheryl Crowder of the Muncie Downtown Development Partnership talking about holiday activities. Again, you can hear this on the WMUN podcast site. In the meantime, I'm going to bow out of here and wish you a good day. Make it a safe one. Stay in. There's still an air quality alert today. High today, 89. It's going to feel like 94. It's not going to be great to be outside today. Stay in. Meanwhile, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. We'll talk real estate tomorrow morning here on Delaware County Today. For Steve Lindell, Brett Busby, wishing you a great Thursday.